Getting outside for a walk is one of the ways that Bay Area folks are trying to cope with the shelter-at-home orders.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's a way to stay sane, to be sure. So last week, many parks and recreational areas were jammed with people, with Highway 1 near Half Moon Bay at near gridlock conditions. San Francisco Chronicle and KCBS Outdoors editor Tom Steenstra has been taking some heat for this. He was even accused of forcing the closure of a grocery store in Point Reyes. Tom joins us now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to explain. Tom?
An unreal couple days. I guess I received about 150 emails, texts, and comments that it was my fault that Highway 1 was gridlocked in Marin and Half Moon Bay on Sunday. And then today, when I wrote a story about it, it reversed. I got about 150 positive reactions with one or two negatives. And what this tells you, Jeff and Patty, it tells you that people are on edge to get that kind of provocative reaction.
Oh, my gosh, I could not agree with you more. I will tell you that there's been a lot of blowback from people who saw others out exercising in pairs or groups in any type of open space over the weekend or even now. Tell us a little bit more about what you originally wrote.
What I did is I wrote a story on Friday that detailed 25 park districts, what was closed at each one, and what was open. Somehow that morphed into some website listings where local communities pushed back when they saw people coming from out of their area, looked up and saw just long jams of traffic. And I tell you, the way that things have happened in the Bay Area with such heavy traffic is communities have turned into these little pockets in which you get a circle the wagon thing. It's almost like a tribe. And you look up and you see people coming from out of the area. It raises the fear they're bringing in the virus and outrage that they're breaking the shelter-in-place order. And that creates this reaction.
Tom, so often when we ask you to tell us about staying safe outdoors, it's about avoiding wildlife or whatnot. In this case, it's about how to avoid the coronavirus. There are clearly some do's and don'ts in out in the outdoors.
Yeah, at Tilden this weekend, it was unbelievable. You had people phoning each other, driving to the trailhead, meeting in a group, and then walking in a cluster. That's not acceptable. You should stay close to home. You shouldn't be driving out of your county, for sure. And it's actually preferable if you can walk or ride a bike to the trailhead and then walk on a service road where there's plenty of room to pass. There's plenty of way to keep your distance. The pressure of people goes away. And the farther you walk, the better it gets for health. And there's so many mutual advantages for everybody to get along and do this right. There's no reason not to do it right.
Think you're going to get any more hate mail or hate emails?
Well, I tell you what, it has drawn attention to what we're trying to do as a newspaper, which is try to keep people safe. Part of that is that under the health order, individuals can leave their residence to engage in outdoor activity. And that's walking, hiking, running, biking. You know, that's a good thing. It's a great thing for your fitness, build your immune system, and keep you from the psychological isolation of staying at home. But that doesn't mean it's business as usual. I mean, the country that's had the most success is Vietnam. They've only had 43 deaths, and they had a complete shutdown. And people need to keep that in mind, that we need to be safe.
And we'll leave it at that. Great advice, Tom. Thanks as always. Good to chat with you. San Francisco Chronicle and KCBS Outdoors editor Tom Steenstra.